Eh bien, n'a suivi Radio Soleil d'Haïti dans couverture nous à aucun événement.
That's Rico Dupuis of Radio Soleil d'Haïti, a community radio station that's been broadcasting from a storefront in the heart of Brooklyn's teeming Haitian American community for 16 years.
Hier après-midi, tu gagnes de 4.8 et aujourd'hui encore, tu gagnes.
Normally, Radio Soleil has broadcast Haitian and Haitian American news, public affairs, music, and religious programming, mostly in Creole French. But moments after the earthquake struck in Haiti on January 12th, the station became a local community center as well as a vital communications link to the homeland through its hookup with Signal FM, the Haitian megastation that was miraculously undamaged by the quake.
The phone has been ringing nonstop since then. They're trying to locate loved ones and understand they cannot call Haiti. The communication system has broken down entirely. They're asking Radio Soleil, we cannot get through, but can you get through, your radio station? Do you have means to get through? Please help us. So they're calling us with the names of the people they're trying to locate. And so what do? We go on the air. We air those names, hoping that somehow the loved one they're trying to reach would somehow find a way to tell them, no, I'm still alive.
Many relatives, both living and dead, have been located in this way. Meanwhile, Radio Soleil broadcasts other information, such as places throughout the city where Haiti-bound donations of food, clothing, and medicine can be dropped off. There have been talks by clergy offering spiritual guidance and comfort at this time, and interviews with U.S. immigration officials to clarify President Obama's order offering temporary protected status to Haitian nationals who were in the U.S. prior to January 12th.
Well, as much documentation as someone has to be able to show that they were in the country as of January 12th.
Dupuis also notes that Radio Soleil has been one highly visible public face of the Haitian American community to mainstream news organizations.
CNN, Fox News, ABC, CBS, this is where they come. Radio Soleil, the New York Times call us the heartbeat of the Haitian community, and so on.
I mean, it must be very gratifying to realize that you can be so useful.
Of course it is gratifying in that sense. And suddenly our listeners will tell you that. After that, when they see me all over the media trying to articulate the urgency and encourage the world to give, because there's no way this country could recover from this without the total dedication and support of the rest of the world.
Radio Soleil is not alone. Radio Pinot also serves the Haitian American community, as do at least four well-respected newspapers. Leo Joseph, the editor and publisher of the Haiti Observateur weekly newspaper, has also been striving to offer news and information from abroad to Haitians themselves.
The Haitians at home need to know that they are not forgotten. And we want stories about how people are organizing in churches, how they're organizing in schools, how stores are organized, banks are organized. My bank, I went to make a transaction. They asked me to make a contribution wherever you go. And this is the kind of stories that we want them to know, and we tell them.
Joseph continues to take his journalistic role as gadfly seriously. The January 20th Haiti Observateur banner headline read, U.S. Marines install themselves in the palace. It's an ambiguous message in a land that has been forcefully occupied more than once by American troops. Joseph acknowledges the U.S. says it's there to help.
But we don't know what this help consists of, because the government of Haiti does not operate in total transparency. Okay? And you don't know really what's happening, what they did sign with the American government. They could have signed anything.
So what is your position?
Well, my position is that the government should come out and say in the open what they did or what they didn't do. The newspaper is a port, and the community is the ship. See, any ship needs a port. Whatever is happening in the community, we mirror it, and these people depend on us for that. Good news or bad news, we are here.
It's a role concerned people everywhere will continue to rely on in the coming weeks and months as Haiti begins to recover and attempts to rebuild. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.